Now, Nicky Milne lives with diabetes and recently lost a lot of her usable vision, which has provided some big challenges for her. But despite this, Nicky has kept moving forward, and this year she's embarking on Nicky's big adventures. And she'll be starting with a fundraiser on the 25th of May called Nicky's Big Water Challenge. And Nicky joins us now. Hi, Nicky.
Hi, Simon.
Hi. Whereabouts in the country are you?
I live in Carnoustie in Angus.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, it's nice.
Yeah, the east coast of Scotland. Yes. Lovely. Now, you've had to make a lot of adjustments, haven't you, in the last couple of years?
Oh, yes. I couldn't even make a cup of tea.
Did your sight disappear so quickly?
No, it's been coming for several years. I had to retire from being a registered mental health nurse at 46, and I'm 50 this year. So 4 years ago, it was just getting worse.
And what were some of the bigger challenges then? You've mentioned making a cup of tea, which to some people you think, wow, but you take so many things for granted, don't you, when you see?
That's right. Even cutting your grass or walking your dog, your pet dog, is difficult. And even walking down the street, before I was trained in my long cane, I fell off pavements and fell a lot. So I was a bit bashed.
Yeah, and you're a mum of three. You're a busy lady.
Yes, but my children are all now adults.
Ah.
I have a daughter up in Aberdeen, and that was one of the things that I wanted to do, was to go and visit her in her flat on my own, rather than having to wait on my husband not working or having time to drive me up there and back. So I've now learned how to go on the train myself, and that was through North East Sentry Services, doing the cane training.
Made a big difference to you?
Oh, that has so made a big difference. I'm out most days.
Yeah, did you feel that you were kind of getting a bit isolated before?
I was very isolated. And my mood was just plummeting, because I just felt like, what's the point?
I was actually going to ask you that. How did you actually keep positive through this period?
Well, I didn't at the beginning. I had a lot of days that I was in my bed, but I've got more than just my sight and my diabetes. I've got pain as well all the time. So I wasted my life.
Well, you're still young.
Yeah, I'm only 49. I'm still young, so that's why I decided to do all these challenges and adventures.
And you're doing this, as you said, for North East Sensory Services?
Yes, I'm also doing other things. I did the New Year Ducat on the 1st of January.
What was that?
That was, you go in the North Sea on New Year's Day. I did that with my long cane, and I had a seeing person to help me in and out.
Yeah. And how warm was that?
It was freezing. It was very cold.
Because the North East Sensory Services, I was reading, they support about 6,000 or over 6,000 service users. So is this why you're raising funds then?
Yes. I decided I was going to raise funds this year for North East Sensory Services, because I thought, you know, if they hadn't got involved with me before the RNIB got involved, if they hadn't got involved at that time, I would still be sitting in the house.
And it's amazing how one thing, perhaps it was a white cane training, but it can be different things for different people, can just open the door for you to move on a bit.
That's right. So I fundraise for them, but I volunteer for the RNIB in the Looking Forward group.
And what do you do there?
I just tell them my story. People knew that I've been just newly diagnosed, or people that haven't had that extra help.
What's that like, public speaking?
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Are you all right with that? I suppose being a nurse...
I was a registered mental health nurse, so part of my job was like talking therapies, group sessions, facilitating different groups.
And that's quite important, though, isn't it, talking about it?
Yes, and it's making people aware that you're not alone, which your Connect does. You know, it lets people know that you're not alone, there are people nearby you, or just to meet up for a coffee. And that group, Looking Forward, explains to people about transport, what's available for them, that they can get on trains, buses for free in Scotland.
And also, you're meeting people that are perhaps at different stages in their journey with sight loss as well.
Yes.
So sometimes you can actually get some good advice yourself, can't you, from meeting folk?
Of course you can. I mean, one of the things that I learned when I went to the group was going out for a meal with your family. I used to love that for birthdays and things and events. But as my sight diminished, you ended up with food on your clothes. And there was a woman, Kate, arrived with a lovely scarf on, I thought. It was actually a bib. It didn't look like a bib.
Yeah.
It looked like a lovely dress scarf that lots of women wear. So I then showed that to people yesterday, and they were like, that's marvellous. My iPhone, I got help with that through Angus Blind Society. So I have a phone now that I can tell me exactly where I am. And I can ask it for walking directions or public transport directions.
Yeah, because I find I can't. I've got central vision loss, and my eyes or my mind makes up things for me to see. It thinks it's helped me out, but sometimes it just proves you can't believe all you see.
No, that's right, true.
So tell us about Nikki's big water challenge then. That's coming up on Friday the 25th of May.
Yes, I'm doing this through Fox Lake, and they've been excellent because they're allowing me to do this for free. And what it is wakeboarding is a small board with boots on. And I believe that I'm winched through the air across the water.
You might want to find out exactly what's happening.
Yeah. They'll tell me on Friday. It's fine. Then the next stage is paddleboarding, which I've been down and seen the equipment, well, felt the equipment. So I know that the paddleboarding is like a surfboard that you lie on and you go through the water and then you have to try and kneel and possibly stand. I feel I may be in the water, but hey, that's not a problem. And the third stage is the Ringo, which is similar to the bananas that you see abroad that are pulled by speedboats. But rather than a banana shape, it's a big ring. But I have to say, I will have with me at all times, I will have my seeing person, Joan, from Ness, and I will have an instructor right beside me.
So are you excited about this?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. I'm a bit concerned about trying to get into a wetsuit. That might be a struggle, but we'll overcome it. It'll be fine.
Have you ever done things like this before?
No, never.
No, you might have found a new niche.
I may. I don't think so, but I may. The thing is, I'm going to be doing this for the Gold Discovery Award, which is like a Duke of Edinburgh, for people with ill health and or over 50. Future things are, I'm going on the back of a Harley Davidson on the 10th of June. I've asked about blind archery, blind bowling, pottery class. I'm going to try all these things, and my friends and family are going to video me so that it can be put on the Ness and RNIB, if possible, site.
And I believe you're going to make it accessible as well.
Yes, somebody to do a talk over. So though, if it is a person that's partially sighted or blind, then they can understand what I'm doing in each section. You know, if I can do it at 49, if they're only 16 and have lost their eyesight, there's lots more that they can do.
And have you had good support for this then?
Yeah, I've had brilliant support for this. I've got through Tracy Lannan at Angus Council and also Joan Kennedy from Ness.
Well, it certainly sounds like a busy, exciting year you've got ahead of you.
Yes.
So how can we donate then?
Online, it's under Nikki's Big Water Challenge.
Well, we wish you all the best with this and I hope that you're going to take very good care of yourself.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll speak to you later in the year and see how you're getting on with all your challenges.
Okay, thanks very much, Simon.
Nikki Milne, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Bye-bye.